Taylor's big day of sales, Spice Girls reunite, and Rihanna talks music-ish. Drake uses AI to diss Kendrick Lamar. We take you behind the scenes of J Balvin's epic Coachella set. Run down who's on top of the Billboard Hot 100 and take you inside New York's Nova Festival exhibit. Happy Monday, I'm Tetris. It's April 22nd, and I'm so happy to be here to bring you Billboard news. Today is full of all the biggest names making headlines, so let's get right into it with Drake. Drake drops a diss track featuring AI versions of Tupac and Snoop Dogg, and everyone's unsure on how to react.
We can figure out how to improve. What the fuck is taking so long? We waiting on you.
Drake continued his feud with Kendrick Lamar with his diss track Taylor Made Freestyle, which starts off with an AI Tupac Shakur addressing the rap beef.
Fuck this Canadian light-skinned doc. We need to know the baby West Coast victory, man.
It made quite a few people online uncomfortable, considering Tupac is dead and can't consent to his voice in the song. But it's not the only AI voice on the track.
Now's the time to really make a power move, cause right now it's looking like you're writing out the game plan on how to lose.
Drake also used AI to put Snoop Dogg in the song, and Snoop reacted to it on IG.
Everybody calling my phone, blowing me up. What the fuck? What happened? I'm going back to bed. Good night.
If you're wondering about the title of the track, well, he does shout out T-Swift.
But now we gotta wait a fucking week, cause Taylor Swift is your new top, and if you about to drop, she gotta approve.
While many are here for the Kendrick-Drake rivalry, a lot are not here for the use of AI. What do you think of the diss track and its use of AI? Well, let us know in the comments. And that may be a heck of a story, but there's still more news. Here's three things in music you missed over the weekend. Down bad, crying at the gym, and so apparently is everyone else. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, sold 1.4 million copies on its first day of release in the US, breaking her own record already. Let me break it down for you. Her biggest week ever was 1989 Taylor's version, which sold 1.3 million in its entire week, and The Department did it in a day. I can't wait to see what the full week's numbers are. I clearly spent my entire weekend digesting the 31 tracks. What's your fave? Let us know below. And my weekend was so good, also thanks to David Beckham, who captured this gold. All five Spice Girls reunited to celebrate Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday, even doing Stop. Best part, fans noticed they happened to be in the same formation as the OG music video, Stop. And is Rihanna's album ever coming? Well, while promoting Fenty X Puma, she was asked about R9 yet again, and the response was perfect.
We should actually run a reel of all the time she asked me about my new music.
Cause y'all wanna know, right?
When is R9 dropping?
That is the question.
I wanna know too.
And from news to the charts, it's Monday, so it's time to run it down.
Can fresh tracks from Sabrina Carpenter and Hozier hold off four former number ones from the top? This is the Billboard Hot 100 Top 10 for the week dated April 27th. SZA is back in the top 10 with Saturn.
I can't break this pattern.
Stick Season rises a spot to 9. Ariana stays put at 8.
We can't be friends.
Espresso debuts at number 7. Jack Harlow is strong at 6.
But you can whip your lovin' on me, baby.
Texas Hold'em is still at 5.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no Hold'em.
While Teddy holds on to 4. Beautiful Things stays put at 3.
These beautiful things that I've got, please stay.
While Future, Metro, and Kendrick fall to 2.
TSP, mother the big 3. It's just big me.
And grabbing his first Hot 100 number 1 is Hozier with Too Sweet.
Too sweet for me.
And I can't explain to you what a privilege it was to hang out before and at Coachella with J Balvin. Catch a preview of our tour stop.
You know, finally we see that they do exist, you know, it's official UFO.
All the people that are gonna be mushrooms, they're gonna enjoy that shit so bad. It's gonna be the best mushroom of their life.
Never a dull moment.
Hey, what's up? I'm J Balvin and welcome to my tour stop. Let's go. Coachella for the first time. 2018 was with Beyonce.
Yes.
Shout out Beyonce, love you, Queen. 2019, we did our show, it was great. And the story, it's once again, is the same. I invest all my love, I invest everything that I have here just, you know, to give the people the best.
We've done Coachella before with Jose.
Listen.
Hey, this is my time.
I know it's your time, but you know, I just want to let you know that these guys are from another planet. That's his dad right there. He's an alien.
Do you trust him with your set?
1000%. They probably wouldn't be the same on stage and show without them.
Our concept for this show was to take people to outer space. We wanted to come up with a message that Jose is from another planet and he's landed here at Coachella and he's got one message for the entire world and the entire festival. It's like, let's fucking party.
Since I was a kid, I always have this feeling that aliens do exist. I think the universe is too big and we gotta be too selfish to think that we're just the only ones in this universe.
Get so technical because you know you gotta do some steps here, some steps there, some lighting in this, some camera in this place, but kind of want to like forget about those things and just being so connected with the people.
When I was in the studio checking all this idea that I had, I was like, I need Will Smith in the show. A UFO taking over the place, and who's the biggest legend that has made one of the biggest, you know, alien movies? I need the Man in Black. He's one of my biggest idols, artist in general, actor, performer. I test him, then I FaceTime him, you know, I'll be like, yo, this is my vision. I want you to do this. If you want to do this, whatever you want. He was like, yeah, man, you know, like, give me 24 days. Every day I was sending him pictures of me praying with a candle, like, day one, praying. Day two, praying again. You have those dreams and you just work so hard for them to just like take the energy down and make the material. Now freeze.
For the full tour stop, hit Billboard's YouTube. And before we end the show today, we want to take the time to highlight an exhibit in New York about a tragedy in music. Thank you for watching. I'm Tetris, and this is Billboard News.
He was shot twice. The first time, after he was taken care of, he went back to the place. He saved more lives.
Matan Lior died a hero, saving over 100 people before Hamas terrorists shot him. Matan is over one of 350 people who lost their lives at the Nova Music Festival in Israel.
And I know as a mom that I want my daughter's story to be known. I know I want people to know about her.
Survivors and producers of the October 7th massacre came together in New York City to talk about the tragedy that unfolded that day.
So we had to hide under bodies, dead bodies, to shield ourselves from the grenades, and that's what really kept us alive. The nine of us that survived out of the 40, we survived from hiding under these bodies.
I saw a bomb shelter. We almost got in. Lucky we didn't. Like everybody that was, that tried to save their life in the bomb shelter died afterwards from the hand grenades of the terrorists. So lucky I didn't go inside.
The Nova Music Festival exhibit will showcase artifacts from the grounds, including recovered cars that were set on fire, porta potties with bullet holes, and recovered personal belongings.
I hope that everybody will have the place to spread the love. This is my big hope from this exhibit.
I want people to come here and just see the truth in their eyes. And
when they can, when they will come to the healing journey,
yeah,
they will get out with hope.
okay, I'm going to spread my love. I'm going to give hope.
People. Yeah, but it's everything, even to come here, because I hear the denying. People say it didn't happen, or horrible stuff like that. And it's really hard for me as a survivor, us, to hear it.
The founders of the festival want visitors to understand the tragedy that unfolded and bear witness to the brutality.
I went over to Israel to see for myself what was going on. And when I met at one of the healing camps of a group of survivors, I was invited to see this exhibit. We met, and I felt it was important with my friends to bring this exhibit to the United States, make people understand that this could have been any of us.
But the overall message is one of peace and love. The exhibit, which begins April 21st and runs for 4 weeks, also features a healing tent with a lighted sign that reads, "We will dance again."
Our main purpose is to spread the love. Everyone that comes to the dance floor and listen to the same music, we are the same. It doesn't matter where you come from and what religion, it doesn't matter. This is one of our main values, and "We will dance again" is exactly the sentence that can describe it.
For more information, visit Nova0629exhibition.com.